Rex Klamy, and now joins us, one of the newest Toronto Raptor assistant coaches. Congratulations, Rex.
Thank you, Gord. Thanks for having me on.
Well, my pleasure. And maybe the assist I was just talking earlier about, it's used to be unusual. It used to be all or one as far as the head coach and assistants went within an organization. That's changed rather dramatically the last number of years. And talk about the process from, you know, being in Oklahoma City and now becoming a member of Dwayne Casey's staff. And I know you're with them a number of years ago, but Toronto being the fit for you.
Well, yeah, I think staffs are being shaped and formed a little differently than they have in the past. For instance, I was in Oklahoma City for 6 years, and when Coach Donovan came in and started forming his staff, he kept a mixture of some people that were already there just so he could, I think, get to know a little bit about the organization from some different people. And I was with Coach Brooks there as his first assistant, and kind of, you know, one of the first people that he decided that he needed new voices and you know, new people. For my benefit, there was an opportunity here in Toronto to be able to team back up with Coach Casey, who I worked for years ago in Minnesota, and it was a good fit. So I'm very happy to be here right now. But you're right, the shape of how staffs are made up are much different than they used to be in the past.
And I would think there has to be clarity about division of responsibilities would be hugely important. So your area with the Toronto Raptors coming up and how it differs from what you just described in Oklahoma City.
Well, you know what? We'll probably start to shape that as we get together as a staff, because we have new people on our staff. Myself, Andy Greer, and Jerry Stackhouse are all new, and we're coming in to kind of a staff that's already there with three or four guys. And I think as we get together, we'll have some coaches' retreats, coaches' meetings, and we'll start to shape who will take what responsibilities, who has this, who does that. A lot of it is player development, and a lot of coaching nowadays is involved in player development. And a lot of it is how you divide the coaches up with the different players and try to, you know, get those guys better. And what you do is you stay with your player for most of the season, and you try to develop them and really gain a trust and a rapport with each particular player. So as we go on throughout this summer, we're still working with our players. We spent numerous days with them in Las Vegas at the Summer League, in Los Angeles, and throughout the country and in Canada with all these different players. We'll gain a rapport with them a little bit over the summer, and then we'll divide those responsibilities up, I think, probably closer to October.
Now, Rex, as an opposing coach last year, not thinking that Toronto would be your next destination, what did you think of the Toronto Raptors as an opponent? And then when you're kind of watching the little playoffs, the team that also lost four straight in the first round?
Well, we going into Toronto, you always knew it was going to be a tough game. I mean, they have an unbelievable fan base, and we always felt like, you know, it's one of the more fun places to play. I guess you could say there are three or four places in the NBA that are particularly fun. I would say like New York, Golden State, probably Oklahoma City, and Toronto, in my opinion, are the four places where you really like to go in, and it kind of like the Air Canada Center has a Madison Square Garden feel to it on game night. And we always knew it was going to be a difficult place to play, not only because of the fans, but because of the team that they had. And, you know, I always felt like Coach Casey had the team prepared. They were always ready. It was a group that was going to always compete, whether they were coming off a back-to-back or four games and five nights, whatever it was, they were going to compete. And we always felt like it was going to be a tough game. And consequently, when I was in Oklahoma City, they always played us tough. And I think we split with them last year, if I recall correctly. And, you know, they have a nice mix of guards, bigs, wings that can all play, compete, play hard. And it was always a tough game.
Rex Klamy and one of the new Toronto Raptor assistant coaches joining Gord Stellick on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Dwayne Casey, you talk about the head coach and what it was that you liked, or what made him a good NBA, great NBA coach when you coached with him last time.
Well, first of all, he was a defensive-minded coach when I was with him in Minnesota, and he still is. That's how he came up in the system with, I think, George Karl and Tim Gergovich, were working with a lot of guys in Seattle where they had a defensive team. And he came from Seattle to Minnesota at that time, and he was a defensive-minded coach. And I think that I like that. I think that that's how you win NBA games. You have to be able to play defense 82 times a year and into the playoffs, and you have to have a defensive mindset. And I thought that Dwayne always brought that. And the other thing is he was always fair with the players. I think that players appreciate that. They like a direct approach, and I thought that when we were in Minnesota, that's how he handled himself with the players and the organization. I've maintained a friendship with Dwayne, and I think the league is very small, and what happens is when you work with people, they become friends for, you know, a very long time. And I had known Dwayne prior to going to Minnesota, and after leaving there, I left Minnesota and went to Sacramento for a couple of years. I was an assistant there under Reggie Theus, and then 6 years now in Oklahoma City. So I've been gone from Minnesota, having worked for Dwayne for 8 or 9 years, and I know he's evolved as a coach and become better, especially being around Rick Carlisle and that group and winning a championship in Dallas a few years ago, I think especially helped him.
Yeah, Rex, getting to know Jay Triano along the way, a guy who was an assistant who got a chance to be an NBA head coach, then an assistant again, and a few other things. And as you get these jobs and get to know and work with guys, how does it work about being interviewed possibly down the road to be an assistant for be a head coach for yourself?
Well, I think that's always the major thing that I'm looking towards. That's my vision, is to become a head coach someday. I've been in the league now, I think this is going to be my 22nd year, and I've been with 6 or 7 different teams. So I have the experience that I feel is necessary, but I also know that my job right now is to be the best assistant coach I could possibly be and to support the head coach and to make the organization that I'm with the best it could possibly be. And that's kind of my focus. But I really feel that when you win as an organization, as a team, good things happen for everybody. And that's my sole focus. And I think that if you win as a player, you get rewarded with contracts. If you win as a coaching staff, you get rewarded with jobs and head coaching jobs. So, our focus right now, we have a good team and a good roster and a team that could really compete in the East. I think we're one of the top 4 teams in the East. And I think that Masai and Jeff Weltman and Bobby Webster did a great job of putting together a competitive team and a team that really is thinking defense. I know coming off the Washington series last year, the team was very aggressive in going out and saying we need to get some really good defenders, and that's how we're going to win in the East, and I'm excited about it.
So the more the team wins, the perception of you guys being smart coaches also increases.
Absolutely. It's like when you coach Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, you automatically become a lot smarter, don't you? I think it all depends on the talent you have sometimes.
Well, you know, you go back, and Rex, I with the LA Clippers all those years ago, and I always think that there's in adverse situations, there's silver linings. There's a lot to be learned. There's still positives, even though people perceive everything as being a negative. And what did you glean in particular from that experience?
Well, you know what? We had a lot of young players at the time. We put them all together. We had guys like Darius Miles and Lamar Odom and Elton Brand, Quentin Richardson, Corey Maggette, and they were all about the same draft class. And we tried to put them together and have them grow and keep them together and think that we would possibly have some sort of dynasty as these guys got better. And they were all pretty good NBA players. But I think that how you develop players has changed. I think there's so much more time put into now developing players. It's really the NBA is a year-round, it's a year-round league in terms of working with your players and developing them over the summer. And I would think that when I go back and think about my time with the Clippers and how we did things, 15, 17 years ago, it was much different. And I don't think we put enough time into developing back then, probably as a league, as we do now, in developing some of those guys. And they probably never reached their full potential. But, you know, like I said, now it's much different. For instance, I just came back from Los Angeles where I spent the last 2 weeks with Jonas Valanciunas, mm-hmm, and DeMar DeRozan, and we were in the gym, every day, Monday through Friday, working out and doing different things, working on different skills, and really keeping things sharp for them and improving Whereas, you know, 15, 20 years ago, not as many guys did that sort of thing.
You mentioned about 20 years being in the NBA circles. What kind of basketball player were you?
I was strictly a shooter. I didn't do a whole lot of movement. I liked to shoot the three ball, and I kind of stayed in my lane, so to speak. I wasn't a great handler, and I wasn't very big, so I kind of stayed on the perimeter and really just shot the ball a lot.
Well, kind of like we do when we play fun hoops, I guess that way. You did it at a higher level, obviously, and
I had an old man game with a young guy's body.
So speaking of young guys, you mentioned 20 years ago, guys didn't work out the same way that you were with the two Raptors these past couple of weeks. What else is different about kids or young men now breaking into the NBA, money and all those other things, and how you coach that compared to, say, whether it was compared to when you broke in the NBA?
Well, the first thing you need to do is gain a rapport with the player. And a lot of that comes from sweat equity. I mean, it's getting in the gym with the player, spending time. The player knows that you care about him, that you want him to improve almost more than he wants to improve. I think then that's when true player development starts. Then you could start to coach the guy. Then you could start to tell him whatever you need to tell him, being as honest with him as you could possibly be, and really try to improve the player and the person. I've had a lot of great relationships with players over the years because I care about these guys and I really want them to improve, but I care about them as players and people. And a lot of these young players that come into the league, they need some guidance. They need somebody to show them kind of the way, not only in the profession, but sometimes in life. And, you know, it's an important part of what we do, and it's called coaching, not just basketball, but a lot of life skills as well. And as you said, there's a lot of younger players coming in the league, some internationally, and they just need some guidance, and that's what I try to hopefully provide with them.
Well, Rex, really been a pleasure. We certainly are excited about the Raptors' upcoming season. Hopefully they can pick up for where they were about two-thirds of the way during the season and get to the finish line and get a little bit further in the playoffs. But wish you all the best and really appreciate you making time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I'm very excited about being in Toronto this season. I know we're going to have a great year.